Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 24, Chota Haridasa, Part 2, Narsinghananda Brahmachari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before Narsinghananda Brahmachari and ate his offerings. Now, please hear about this with attention. Shivananda Sena had a nephew named Srikanta Sena, who, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was extremely fortunate. One year, Srikanta Sena came alone to Jagannath Puri in great eagerness just to see Lord Chaitanya. Seeing Srikanta Sena, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed causeless mercy upon Srikanta Sena. So, Srikanta Sena stayed near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for about 2 months at Jagannath Puri. When Srikanta Sena was about to return to Bengal, Lord Chaitanya told him, "Forbid the devotees of Bengal to come to Jagannath Puri this year. For this year, I shall personally go to Bengal and meet all the devotees there, headed by Advaita Acharya. Kindly inform Shivananda Sena that in the month of Pausha, December, January, certainly I shall go to his home. Jagadananda is there, and he will give me offerings of food. Inform them all that no one should come to Jagannath Puri this year." When Srikanta Sena returned to Bengal and delivered this message, the minds of all the devotees were very pleased. Advaita Acharya was just about to go to Jagannath Puri along with the other devotees. But upon hearing this message, Advaita Acharya waited. Shivananda Sena and Jagadananda also stayed back, awaiting the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the month of Pausha arrived, Jagadananda and Shivananda collected all kinds of paraphernalia for the reception of Lord Chaitanya. Every day they would wait until evening for Lord Chaitanya to come. But as the month passed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still did not come. Jagadananda and Shivananda became most unhappy. But just then, suddenly, Narsinghananda arrived. And so Jagadananda and Shivananda arranged for Narsinghananda to sit near them. Seeing them both so unhappy, Narsinghananda inquired, "Why do I see that you are both despondent?" Shivananda Sen then told him, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has promised that he would come. Why then did Lord Chaitanya not arrive? Oh, you two devotees, please be satisfied, for I assure you that I shall bring Lord Chaitanya here 3 days from now." Shivananda and Jagadananda knew of Narsinghananda Brahmachari's influence and his love of Godhead. Therefore, they now felt assured that certainly he would bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His real name was Prajumna Brahmachari. The name Narsinghananda had been given to him by Lord Gaurasundara himself. And after meditating for 2 days, Narsinghananda Brahmachari told Shivananda Sen, "I have already brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the village known as Panihati. Tomorrow at noon, Lord Chaitanya will come to your home. Therefore, please bring all kinds of cooking ingredients, and I shall personally cook and offer the food to Lord Chaitanya. In this way, I shall bring Lord Chaitanya here very soon. Be assured that I am telling you the truth. Do not be doubtful. Bring all the ingredients very soon, for I want to begin cooking immediately. Now, please do what I say, and please bring whatever cooking ingredients I desire." Thus, Sivananda Sena immediately brought whatever Nrisimhananda Brahmachari asked for. Beginning early in the morning, Nrisimhananda Brahmachari cooked many varieties of food, including vegetables, cakes, sweet rice, and other preparations. After Nrisimhananda Brahmachari finished cooking, he brought separate dishes for Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nrisimhananda Brahmachari also separately offered dishes to Nrisimhadev, who was his worshipable deity. Thus, Nrisimhananda Brahmachari divided all the food into three offerings. Then, outside the temple, Nrisimhananda Brahmachari began to meditate upon the Lord. And in his meditation, Nrisimhananda Brahmachari saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quickly come, sit down, and eat all three offerings, leaving behind no remnants. Nrisimhananda Brahmachari was overwhelmed by transcendental ecstasy upon seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating everything. Tears thus flowed from his eyes. But nevertheless, Nrisimhananda Brahmachari expressed dismay. "Alas, alas, my dear Lord, what are you doing? You are eating everyone's food. My dear Lord, I know you are one with Jagannath. Therefore, I have no objection to your eating his offering. But why are you touching the offering for Nrisimhadev? I think that Nrisimhadev could not eat anything today, and therefore Lord Nrisimha is fasting. And if the master fasts, how can the servant live?" Although Nrisimha Brahmachari felt jubilation within his heart to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating everything, for the sake of Lord Nrisimha, externally he expressed disappointment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Therefore, there is no difference between Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath, and Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhananda Brahmachari was deeply eager to understand this fact. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed it to him by such a practical demonstration. And after eating all the offerings, Lord Chaitanya started for Panihati. There, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly satisfied to see the different varieties of vegetables prepared in the house of Raghava Pandit. Meanwhile, Sivananda then said, "My dear Nrisimhananda, why are you expressing dismay? Oh, just see the behavior of your Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya alone has eaten the offerings for all three deities. And because of this, both Jagannath and Nrisimhadev remain fasting." When Sivananda Sena heard this statement, he was unsure whether Nrisimhananda Brahmachari was speaking that way because of ecstatic love or because it was actually the fact. When Sivananda Sena was thus perplexed, Nrisimhananda Brahmachari then said to him, "Bring me more food. Let me cook again for Lord Nrisimha." Again, Sivananda Sena brought the ingredients with which to cook, and Nrisimhananda Brahmachari again cooked and offered the food to Nrisimhadev. The next year, Sivananda went to Jagannath Puri along with all the other devotees to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day, in the presence of all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya raised these topics concerning Nrisimhananda Brahmachari and praised his transcendental qualities. "Last year in the month of Pausha, when Nrisimhananda gave me varieties of sweetmeats and vegetables to eat, they were so good I felt I had never before eaten such preparations. Upon hearing this, all the devotees were struck with wonder, and Shivananda Sen became confident that the incident was true. And so, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to eat at the temple of Shachi Mata every day, and also visit the house of Srivas Thakur when kirtan was performed. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was always present when Nityananda Prabhu danced, and Lord Chaitanya regularly appeared at the house of Raghava Pandit. Lord Gaurasundara is greatly influenced by the love of his devotees, and therefore, wherever there is pure devotion to the Lord himself, subdued by such love, appears, and his devotees thus see him. Influenced by the loving affairs of Shivananda Sen, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again and again. Therefore, who can estimate the limits of this love? I have thus described the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears about these incidents can understand the transcendental opulence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded February 28, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gopinath, Gopinath, guchao sansara jwala, avidya jatana, aro nahi sahe, Janama Marana Mala Gopinath, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Lord Gopinath, please remove this torment of worldly existence, for I can no longer tolerate the pain of ignorance and the repeated succession of birth and death.